Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, it's time for our Progressive Agriculture Foundation safety message for the month of September. Joining me this month, Berter Jeske with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. We're talking about Farm Safety and Health Week here coming up September 19th through the 25th. And Bernard, why don't you start off and tell us about Monday? Each day has a different theme during National Farm Safety and Health Week. And why don't you start with Monday and let's talk about the upcoming National Farm Safety and Health Week.
All right. Well, thank you. Every year, the NECAS, which is the National Education Center of Ag Safety, always comes up with a theme for that week. And this year, it's kind of unique. I think it's called Farm Safety Yields Real Results. And I think that's really kind of a neat theme for the year. And like you say, there's a kind of a topic that we highlight every day. And on Monday, the big topic on Monday, on September 20th, is for tractor and rural roadway safety. We have a lot of equipment moving out there on the road. And not only do the farmers and ranchers need to be extra safe, all of us that share that road need to be aware of that. So we talk about reminding our farmers out there to make sure those SMV emblems are clean and visible, because a lot of people don't realize a lot of that farm equipment max out at like 16, 17 miles an hour. That SMV emblem on the back exemplifies that this vehicle cannot maintain 25 miles per hour. So that's important to keep those emblems on the back of the tractor. And for all of us that are maybe using our vehicles out there on the road, have some patience. Have some patience. That equipment's big, it's wide, it covers a lot of the road, and it's moving a little slower. So have some patience, slow down. Speed is always your biggest enemy.
Definitely, definitely. What about Tuesday, Bernard? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, Tuesday is we're looking at the overall health of our farmers and ranchers out there, which is extremely important. If you're not healthy, you're probably not doing a good job or a safe job out there in rural America. So as far as being health, we talk about always remember to take some breaks, you know, eating a good diet, you stay hydrated, get plenty of sleep. We always say the human body needs three things. The body needs food, the body needs water, and that body needs sleep. And if you take any one of those three away from the human body, it's going to start breaking down. And you know, when we're in a busy, hectic time of the year, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I don't have time to take lunch. You know, I got to get this crop out. I'm going to skip lunch, or I'm going to skip dinner or supper, that type of thing. Anything like that breaks down the human body, and we want them to be as healthy and alert as they can be out there.
Bernard, let's look at Wednesday. I know this is a favorite day for the foundation because we're focusing on the youth. So talk about what we see for Wednesday, September 22nd during Farm Safety and Health Week.
Very good. That is a big day here, because the thing is, we talk about as far as the safety and health of all the kids out there, we not only try to educate the kids, but we want to educate moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, because we got to realize those parents and grandparents out there are the child's first teachers. You know, they're the ones out there that are teaching those kids what's going on. You know, those kids want to grow up to be just like mom and dad, or just like grandma and grandpa. So we got to remember we're that child's first teacher. So it's important to role model safety. You know, make sure you're doing the right things. Make sure you're doing those safe things, because that's what the kids are watching. That also includes being healthy, eating, you know, drinking plenty of water, that type of thing. And even though those kids want to help, they want to get involved, you know, and it is important to keep the kids involved. But the important thing is make sure we give that child an age appropriate task. You know, everybody thinks their child is above normal, you know, and then sometimes we assign them a task to a piece of equipment they just don't understand or know enough about, or maybe they're doing chores and they got to deal with some animals that they're just not physically big enough or something to take care of. So health and safety wise, let's make sure we give them age appropriate tasks. And also during this time of year, let's keep the kids off of the combines, off of the tractors, out of the wagons and the backs of the trucks and that type of thing, because that is just an incident waiting to happen, you know. And the important thing is to have a designated safe play area. You know, the kids can play by the house. They got their swings, the sandboxes, and that type of thing. And let's concentrate on keeping the kids in that safe play area away from all that machinery. So, yeah, it is a fun day. We do a lot of things with kids that day.
Bernard, let's wrap up National Farm Safety and Health Week Thursday and Friday. A couple other topics. Why don't you touch on those real quick?
All right. Well, Thursday is actually the Agriculture Fertilizer and Chemical Safety Day. That we're talking about chemicals, talking about the importance of keeping the chemicals in their original containers. You know, you don't want to mix up some weed spray and then you have some left and you pour it in an old milk jug or an old soda bottle, that type of thing. Kids don't understand that that's not milk or that's not soda or something in those containers that might be in the garage or in the shed, that type of thing. So keep everything in those original containers. And the thing is, that also will help the spilling out there. It also helps prevent that chemical from breaking down the container, because sometimes those chemicals will, they put it in a different container and it will just eat away at that material. And then we end up with spills and that type of thing. And then on Friday, again, Friday is another fun day, unique day. It's actually for the females, for women in agriculture. And the important role that women play in agriculture. You know, women play a lot bigger role. We have a lot of women out there that are now running a lot of the farms and stuff out there. So it's an interesting time. The women have always been kind of our safety champions, that we would call them. They usually play that role of keeping the kids safe, keeping their spouse safe, and that type of thing. But that also then creates this busy time of the year where they may be at a higher risk just due to a lot of stress. Sometimes they're pulling double duty. Sometimes they have an off-farm job and they're taking care of that. And then they come back to the farm and they've got things they got to get done on the farm there. So a lot of stress is usually involved, exhaustion, and that type of thing. Women play a huge part in agriculture and in rural America. And so Friday's kind of a fun and unique day to honor our women out there in agriculture.
Well, great insight as always. Bernard Jeschke with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. Thanks for joining us here for today's show and telling us more about National Farm Safety and Health Week. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can learn more at progressiveag.org. Again, National Farm Safety and Health Week coming up September 19th through the 25th. This has been American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.